So you know you're on the right track of healing your adrenals when your anxiety lessens. Your belly will get smaller. Your body will hold less water, and you're not as crabby. If your face is puffy, that will get better. Your skin will look more pink versus gray. The dark circles under your eyes will go away. Side effects of reducing stress on your adrenals, you know, there are side effects to healing your adrenals. And some of them are you might make new friends, your pants may fall down, and you start enjoying your life. And if you don't want these, then keep going the way you're going, all right? If you don't see these symptoms change, you might need to get more aggressive with your, you know, your program that you're doing, and you must keep your blood sugar balanced, and I really go into detail with that in the ebook. You have to be really honest with yourself about what foods you give your body and the reactions you have. And when before you stick that thing in your mouth, you're like, you have to ask yourself, is this worth dying for? Because adrenal fatigue leads to dis-ease and can create long-term severe health issues. Even eating foods that you like and doing a little cheat and a little bit, you know, a little cheat here and there, a little drink, oh, that little cookie won't hurt me, it does. And I'm so sorry to deliver this news because I love cookies myself. I love coffee. I love having a couple glasses of wine, but there will be a period of time you can do that when your body is rebuilt. But right now, if you are stressed and fatigued and you're anxious and you're all messed up, you got to bypass that to really love yourself and get your body strong, okay? And don't expect your adrenals to be healed within days or a few weeks. This is a commitment for life and definitely for months to be strict. But it is you always have to have this in the back of your mind. You've got to be conscious of it and to take care of yourself. I've been recovering from the severe adrenal fatigue since 2007, and it's now 2009. And I still have issues. There's things that I still need to work on, but it's worth it. We start feeling sane. We start losing weight. When your skin looks great, people are wondering what you're doing. You look awesome, and they start noticing. That's when you know you're on track. And you will know when you're slipping up because the symptoms will start raising their ugly head. If I have one cookie, I'm so not kidding. My scale goes up 2 pounds, and I get a rash on my face. It's like my body is like, hello, what are you doing? This is just, I can't even cheat. Severely fatigued people and exhausted folks may take years to recover. That's like me. And I hope you're, like I said, I've said it many times, I hope you're not there. But if you are, join the club. It's so worth it. And I believe that if you're ready to take the diet seriously and watch what you put in your mouth and live by that, do your supplements, you will recover much faster. Be patient with yourself. It took years and years to get where you're at. And so give it time to reverse. And so, you know, that concludes my talk here. But I'm going to give you some resources that you can go and look and get more information about some of the stuff that I've said to you. There's a cookbook called Why I Can't Lose Weight. Lori Medford wrote this book. It's published in 2001. Why I Can't Lose Weight is a good one. My ultimate favorite cookbook is Nourishing Traditions, the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and diet discocrats. Sally Fallon is the author. She is also the founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation. This book will turn you on your ear. It's just amazing. And she talks about the way our ancestors used to eat and why the way we eat today is creating so many problems. It's so good book. She also wrote the other book, Eat Fat, Lose Fat, and that's the one about the coconut oil. Another really good book that I love is Energy Medicine by Donna Eden. That helps with the stress, emotional, spiritual stress stuff. Another, I'm a big fan of Donna Gates of BodyEcology.com. Her book is called Body Ecology Diet. Excellent. Excellent book. And Dr. Lamb, a lot of information that I've given you tonight has come from Dr. Lang. She's absolutely amazing. And Dr. Gem, Loomis, Moore, Lam, Lamb, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Dr. Lang, these were all contributors to this lecture that I had just given you, and very knowledgeable folks. I encourage you to find out more about their research and what they're doing. And remember, this information that I've given you is not meant to replace any medical treatment. Please find an integrated health practitioner who will help you identify your adrenal problem and help you with your treatment. And be sure to test your hormone levels. And eat well, take care of yourself, and love yourself. And thanks for listening.